Yes.
If you're going to kick a mountain lion in the face,
yes,
find some more protective footwear.
Okay, that's a good tip. A fashion tip from Jake. Yes. I've lost all the comments. They've completely disappeared.
Really?
All of them. Yeah.
Where'd you put them?
I didn't put them anywhere. They just disappeared. They're gone.
All 1,000 of them.
All of them are gone.
Now we can make up that there were as many comments as we want.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Yep.
And so now, moving along with this show,
which is over in about 5 minutes.
I
just want to mention that coming up at 8, it will be the old codger filling in for Mac.
Oh, yeah.
On the Antique Phonograph Music Program.
Yeah.
So the old codger tonight.
Filling in.
Yep.
But before that, we now have Fun with Finance.
Oh, yeah. Fun with Finance. We were doing the FFFF.
Yeah.
The last of the show is all nothing but alliteration.
Alliteration special.
Mm-hmm. Appleseed alliteration extravaganza.
All about Appleseed alliteration.
All about alliterative Appleseed shows.
So in the past, we have warned
you. I think
I
like you better when you're drunk.
Than when I'm caffeinated?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. You're kind of more fun.
Yeah. I think most people would agree with that.
Okay, go ahead.
Thus encouraging my alcohol.
Go.
So we've reported on rising bacon prices.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bacon.
And this is a major concern for us. Because
for
we are bacon fans.
Big bacon fans. Nothing but bacon.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I tried to use that on OkCupid, a girl, professor, love of bacon. And I was like, I'm sure a lot of guys say they like love bacon. But on my radio show, we have interviewed a man who made a bacon cannon. We talk about
bacon
a bi-weekly basis.
Bacon, the bi-weekly bacon.
Yeah, bacon report.
Segment.
We're like in it.
Yeah, totally.
It didn't work. We have reported on bacon and the rising price of bacon.
Bacon.
So
yeah.
the world has listened.
Okay.
As little known fact, the Chinese government is very attuned to Thunk Tank.
I had no idea that this was happening, too, till you told me this.
I had never heard of this. No,
I know that what happened actually was that the pork bellies are a commodity.
Yeah.
The commodity market pork bellies price went through the roof. That's where your bacon comes from. It comes from the pork bellies. But the Chinese.
Yes, the Chinese.
You told me.
They were listening to Thunk Tank,
and they heard
it. They use it as their window into the American psyche.
Exactly.
And they have decided, the Ministry of Commerce has announced that it is going to release some of its strategic pork reserves.
Okay, the fact that China has strategic pork reserves in this country, we have strategic oil reserves.
Yeah.
President Obama was talking about releasing some of those strategic oil reserves.
Different priorities.
Yeah, yeah. In China, they have strategic pork reserves.
They have pork reserves. And so...
How long can they keep the pork? Do they just freeze it?
I would love to learn more about their pork reserves.
Yeah,
and what
I would
that
too.
Really
Do you think
like.
They'll let us tour? Maybe we should put ourselves forward as some kind of representatives of the American Pork Products
Industry.
Association, pork commodities trader.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we could just go over and pretend that we had to know about it,
and they would take us around the giant pork warehouses.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating.
Glistening in
Apparently,
the sun.
They did say, unfortunately, the world's appetite for pork is voracious, so their pork reserves are only about 0.4% of annual pork consumption. People eat 50 million tons of pork every day.
I eat 20 million tons just myself.
Just in bacon form.
I had some bacon this morning for breakfast. It was great.
Yeah.
I had waffles and bacon.
But so fear not.
Okay.
Your concerns about rising bacon prices will be tamed by the Chinese government.
So is that true if they release some of their strategic, I love the word strategic in there too, the strategic pork reserves, if they release some of that, will it actually bring down the price of bacon?
Time will tell. I mean, that's the plan.
Okay.
As far as we know, communist government plans pretty much work spot on
100%
of the time.
Always, every time, yeah.
Perhaps if you look at the Caspian Sea.
Yeah, right there.
Doing really, was it Caspian? No, the Adriatic?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
The Russian government killed
just,
the lake. They
just
destroyed it.
I just like agree with you because I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
It's just easier to agree than to try to argue.
They destroyed a lake, bottom line. You?
Who did?
You know?
It was the Aral Sea.
Aral Sea.
See?
Thank you. That's why we keep a guy around.
Listen,
yes.
Dan, Ding. much more informed than we are.
Right, we just sort of say things.
We just sort of make things up. We remember things that we half read off the internets, and then we just sort of say them until we forget what it was, and then we stop.
Yeah, totally.
Okay,
but bottom
we did
line
that.
Is
that's what we always do.
Chinese government plan to release pork.
Thank you, China.
Thank you.
Thank you, China. Our new masters, the Chinese. You know what?
What?
If the country that controls pork...
controls the world.
Controls the world, yeah.
As goes the pork, so goes the world.
Exactly.
Well, so here's the question. What,
they'll take my bacon away when they pry it from my cold, dead fingers.
We had bacon and rifles. That's the true American lineage.
I know. That's a true thunk tank.
Oh, dude.
We are the most patriotic show on this channel.
We're
going
to camp out at Calverton, and in the morning before the shoot, we're just going to fry up bacon.
Yeah.
On your white gas stove.
Coffee and bacon.
We're just going to cook bacon and drink coffee.
I've camped there. The sunrise is beautiful at Calverton.
Yeah, it's going to be great, dude.
We're
just like bacon and coffee and then just shooting.
And the next event at Calverton is the last weekend of the month.
Yep, this month.
That is the 30th or something.
I can't make that, but the next
one. No, we're going to the August.
We're going to August.
Four or five people already that are planning to register.
I won't
be
there in July, but I'll be there in August.
Okay, cool. So we'll see you there.
Excellent.
That'd be good. Did you have anything else? Do you want to talk about Murdoch being hit with a pie?
Yeah, that was good.
That was good. Okay, so we covered that. So next, what's the next thing to talk about?
I think
do we have to explain Murdoch being hit with a pie?
What? No, we don't explain things here.
No, we don't. Okay, that's it. You got hit with a pie.
Murdoch got hit with a pie.
In the middle of he was like testifying before Parliament about the phone hacking.
About strategic
thing.
Pie reserve,
yeah. Some guy named Johnny Marbles hit him in the.
Johnny Marbles.
That was the guy's name.
Wow,
yeah.
Dude, that's my name for my next show announcement.
Okay.
So this has been the glory of Thunk Tank. Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
we're on the bottom.
Finished.
You can go to.
Okay.
Nope.
That wasn't it.
That was the one.
Start the theme again. We're having a transitional moment with the old codger, and I don't want to say that he's senile or anything. I don't want to
but technology
imply
confuses
that technology confuses him. He's used to the old school way of doing things.
Yeah. So this has been Lino's Thundercat Third Earth Cat Lair Fansplosion. All Thundercats all the time. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.org. Thank you so much for joining us.
Once again, thanks to Dan from Appleseed, and thanks to whoever's ass it was that was calling us several times during the show.
Yeah, we super appreciate that.
Yeah, that was good.
If anyone else's ass would like to call us in the future, we're available.
we're here every week.
We can hear ourselves. It was like staring into like an infinite mirror.
Yeah, it was frightening,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
That was good. That's
Old Codger, what disc am I queuing up here? No idea.
No.
Victrola.
The Victrola. The Victrola, Jay.
All right.
Line up the Victrola.
I'm
Get away from the Victrola.
I'm queuing up.
Okay.
Queuing it up. All right. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
All right.
They used to say you can't come back. But now they claim it is a fact that when you leave this earth estate, you do a thing called transmigrate, and then you keep on coming back in animal or insect shape. Anything from an ant to an ape. Now, what do you know about that? They say you keep on coming back like the honeybees and hives, one life after t'other till you've lived a thousand lives. And the beauty part about it is, you just come back as you chose. Any kind of garment, till the thousand lives is used. Well, I can use a thousand mighty handy each in turn. I've got so much to tend to, I'll be glad when I return. The first time I come back, I'll be a tiny morph, that's all. And get eaten with that judge that gave me 6 months here last fall. In his Persian tapestries, his silk screens from Japan, his heavy satin draperies he brought from Hindustan. Visit carpets, rugs, and overcoats, suits and furs in turn. Oh, I'll be busy laying eggs for old Judge Hall when I return. To come back as a horse, from that I'm got to shirk. Because every kind of horse I see has to do some kind of work. And it's hard enough to come right on back here at Beth. And if I do, I'd like to take a little rest. And as I've looked the situation over, there's one thing that I yearn. To come back as one of them pet deaconesses? Oh, boy, several times I will return.
You mind if I light up? Got a match? There's a match around here somewhere. I'm gonna torch me up a Rancho Malario. Gold. Yes. Well, I guess I'll have to wait for the next microphone break. And this is the old codger on WFMU. I'm filling in for the Antique Photograph Hour. That's Mac. He's not here tonight. But he's okay. Don't worry. He's in a safe place. We won't hurt him. And he'll be back next week. Maybe. Wait, that just sort of 78 RPM records. Everything's a 78 RPM record. On this program, Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra with There'll Come a Time. And Bert Williams opened up the program with When I Return, which is a very prophetic song because I have returned. I am back. On the air, waves of WFMU. Because of a free trade agreement between radio stations. You see, I was negotiating with another radio station to host a daily show. That's our review. That station was WEAF, one of the oldest radio stations in the country. The owner is Colonel Tom Beaumont. He's an old friend of mine. He's the president, in fact, of the Rancho Malario Cigar Corporation, and that's the only brand I smoke. And they are satisfying. They are made from the finest tobacco leaves. And if you smoke a Rancho Malario every day, you will have a voice as velvety as mine. Well, here to a WFMU old station manager here, Ken Friedman, he found out that I was thinking of walking out on my contract with the station. I have a contract with WFMU, and he got very, very agitated. So the station management called Colonel Tom, and they offered to trade him. They said six hippie DJs that WFMU doesn't need and doesn't like very much. But I cannot reveal the names of these hippie DJs. Anyway, he said, well, you can have these six hippie DJs. We don't like them. Can't get rid of them, but we'll trade them to WEAF. We get to keep the codger. So, well, I didn't understand why they were so eager to keep me on staff, since they hardly ever let me do a radio show. This is a radio station. And then Colonel Tom, my buddy, called and explained that the management of this radio station, WFMU, the manager, Ken Friedman, and his assistant, Liz Berg, and the music director, Brian Turner, and they're all a bunch of poltroons, he said, they were concerned that I know about a number of rumors of financial impropriety that could conceivably implicate them in possible felony activities with the better than remote chance that they could do hard time in prison if anyone happened to discuss these matters in public. So, Colonel Tom hired the hippies, and now there are huge gaps in the WFMU schedule. You will probably notice lots of people missing. You will, but I won't. Good riddance, I say. Yes, so anyway, WFMU extended my contract for another 25 years, and Colonel Tom assured me I'm still aces in his book, and I will continue to get a free box of Rancho Malario cigars every month, courtesy of the Rancho Malario Cigar Corporation. Well, so that's my story for tonight. This is your codger filling in for the Mac Antique Photograph Hour. I'm here till 9 o'clock here on WFMU. And what do we have on the Victrola next? This is a great tune by Wendell Hall. I'm sure you're going to like it.
What's this old world coming to? Where's this old world going to? With its bustling, hustling, up-to-date way. Each invention brings a change, something new and something strange. But what puzzles me are the gals of nowadays. Oh, the way they're addressing and the things they do keeps me a-guessing, I'm a-telling you. There's a trick in picking a chick, chick, chicken today. Gray-haired granny and Sister Sue, I can't tell them apart, can you? There's a trick in picking a chick, chick, chicken today. You must be wise, you must be gifted to recognize a face that's lifted. Oh, the way they're addressing and the things they do keeps me a-guessing, I'm a-telling you. There's a trick in picking a chick, chick, chicken today. Oh, the way they're addressing and the things they do keeps me a-guessing, I'm a-telling you. There's a trick picking, picking a chick, chick, chicken today. My great-grandmother, 83, wears the skirts up above the knee. There's a trick picking, picking a chick, chick, chicken today. Her baby sire would sure delight you. She'll say if I had teeth, I'd bite you. She bobbed her hair and she shows her ears. She's been fooling them 60 years. There's a trick picking, picking, chick, chick, chicken today. Oh, the way they're addressing and the things they do keeps me a-guessing, I'm a-telling you. There's a trick picking, picking, a chick, chick, chicken today. Every moan on a saxophone, empties out some old lady's home. There's a trick in picking a chick, chick, chicken today. A man gets in an awful muddle. He don't know who he's trying to cuddle. Get a queen outside in the dark alone, then find out she's a chaperone. There's a trick in picking a chick, chick, chicken today. There's a trick in picking a chick, chick, chicken today.
Johnny got your gun and your sword and pistol and fall in line. Bring your kitty cars and bring your hobby horses, fellers, cause it's marching time. Listen to the bugle, play a Yankee Doodle, hear that melody. They say hip hooray when they're playing infantry. Hear the sing and the zang and the bing and the bang of the big tin pan parade. Hear the zoom and the boom as they march through the room on the big tin pan parade. You never heard such tunes as they pound on the pans with the tablespoon. Off they march to the cookies and plums. They'll soon have a pain in their tummy tum tum. The captain, of course, has a broom for a horse as he leads them off to war. Little feet will retreat if they meet with defeat when they charge the kitchen door. It's Waterloo for Napoleon if he tracks across the linoleum. Clear the way, hip hooray for the big tin pan parade. Hey there, Jimmy Dugan, you play that drum. Rum, tum, tum. And Gordon, you play the bugle call. Gee, that's the best of all. Hey, Captain, Fido's out of line. You stand up there stiff as starch. Attention, fellers, on parade. Company forward, march. Zing, bang, boom, bang. That's the big tin pan parade. March those wee soldier men. Bet you wish you were a kid again. Once I had a lad, but my heart now is sad, for he's gone to return no more. Little feet now are still, how my poor heart would thrill just to have him track my floor. So never scold if your little son wants to track a cross your linoleum. Let him play while he may in the big tin pan parade. Thank you.
cause I'm a 1 hour mama, so 1 minute papa ain't the kind of man for me. Why, I don't want no greenhorn lover, like a rookie going to war, with a load of big artillery, but don't know what it's for. He's got to bring me reference with a great long pedigree, and must prove he's got endurance, or he don't mean that to me. I can't stand no crowing rooster, what just hits a lick or two. Why, action is the only booster of what my man must do. And I don't want no imitation, cause my requirement ain't no joke. And I get full indignation for a guy that's lost his stroke. Cause I'm a 1 hour mama and a 1 minute papa. Ain't the kind of man for me. Bet you know I'm proper, 1 hour that's proper. Then love me like I like to be. Why, I may want love for an hour, then it's hard to make it two. Why, it takes an hour before I get started, maybe 3 hours before I'm through. Cause I'm a 1 hour mama, so 1 minute papa.
There's a man, has the old maids wishing for new ambition every time they see him passing along. What a man, he's a real live petter, a sweetheart getter, when I tell you I'm not telling you wrong. Has the arms that are big and strong, does he know where those arms belong? Oh, you have no idea. Has he ways that I love so much? Does he speak with his sense of touch? Oh, you have no idea. He's got a million in the bank, and that helps a lot. But say that million in the bank is only part of what he's got. Gosh, oh gee, do I want to swear, could he answer a maiden's prayer? Oh, you have no idea. Has he lips all the girls adore? Does he know what he's got 'em for? Oh, you have no conception. Has he eyes that are full of love? Do they show what he's thinking of? Oh, you have no idea. He's got that whatsy, whatsy, what, what people can't name. And say that whatsy, whatsy, what could make the wildest woman tame. Hot as fire, all the girls agree. Does he spark when he's out with me? Oh, you have no idea. Does he love like a desert cheek? When he necks, can he make him weak? Oh, you have no realization. Has he got what the girls all crave? When they're with him, does he behave? Come to me for information. He claims he's traveled quite a lot in far distant lands. I don't know if it's true or not, but boy, he sure has traveling hands. Like an auto, he changes speeds. Has he got what his Sophie needs? Oh, you have no idea.
Well, she once told me that that song was written about me. After my Sophie. Yes, I love the way she growls in that one. That was, oh, you have no idea. From the wonderful Sophie Tucker, my favorite singing group. Before that, Victoria Spivey sang 1 hour Mama. Harry Reaser and his orchestra with Ukulele Lady. And Vaughn DeLeith, who once recorded a vocal song version of a Ukulele Lady, but we heard her doing Tin Pan Parade. And we started out, after I shut up last time, playing the music of Wendell Hall and a song called There's a Trick in Picking a Chicken These Days. Yes, from 1926. Well, this is the old codger filling in for Beck. He's got the antique phonograph hour, and I've got the Philco cheap cigar boudoir. So I'm here till 9 o'clock. And I just want to say, I don't often like to speak, give my opinion. I don't care if you don't like it. I'm entitled to give you my opinion here on the radio. And I've been hearing all this talk about the ballooning federal deficit and the debt ceiling. Well, as usual, nobody has any answers except me. And no one's been asking me. My phone hasn't rung. You think reporters would be called, hey, Codger, you know, you've been around a long time. What do you think they should do in Washington? Well, maybe they don't have my phone number. So I'll give you my phone number. Write it down. Go get a pencil. I've had the same phone number since 1892. It hasn't changed. You got that pencil? Okay, write it down. Here's my phone number. It is 6. So give me a call anytime, and I'll give you my advice about investments. But right now, I'm going to give it to you. You don't even have to call me. So look, you should not, right now, you should not invest in commodities. Or you should not put your money in the stock market. Or bonds, or mutual funds, or real estate, or certificates of deposit. You should avoid talking to your financial advisor, because he's a crook. He'll take your money and he'll give it to the Chinese. And the Chinese, they'll take your dollar bills, they'll wash them and they'll dry them, and then they'll fold them. Then they'll give them back to you, at which point you'll notice they've shrunk like a cheap pair of pants. If you give a dollar bill to a Chinaman, you will get back a smaller piece of paper worth 25 cents. Look, I have told you again and again, listen to me. I told you before, I'll tell you again where the best place is to put your money. There's two places. In fact, here, number one, under my mattress. That's right, your money under my mattress. I'll be glad to hold it for you in these times of extreme financial stress. And if you're wondering if I pay interest, let's just say I have great interest in your money, and I will pay attention to it. I will never ignore it. Will your investment appreciate? Yes, I will shower it with appreciation, great appreciation. Now, more importantly, here's the second place to invest your money. Invest it in rare 78 RPM records. Not crappy swing band 78s that no one cares about that aren't worth a buffalo nickel. I mean the really great stuff that is rare and the collectors will pay big bucks for, like Ukulele Ike and Sophie Tucker, Coot Grant and Kid Wesley Wilson, Black Bottom McPhail, the Pond Sisters, Pinto Colvig. Buy these from your neighbors who inherited them from their grandparents, but they're too stupid to understand their value because they don't have a Victrola to play them on. They have a stack of them. You offer them a quarter for a stack of these 78s. Tell them that they are best used for fertilizer and that you intend to bury them in your backyard because they are a biohazard and you're going to bury them somewhere. You're going to nurture your tulips. So, I don't make up a story. They'll believe it. They don't care about these records. Then you take these records home very carefully. And then you sort through them. You sort out the crappy big band 78s. And you grind them into a fine dust. And you fertilize your victory garden. You keep the rare blues records. Anything by, let's say, Sherman Stupot and his Syncopated Six. That's worth a lot of money. Anything by the Giersdorf sisters. Or Lucy, the warbling landlady. Blind Clarence Muckton, the Happiness Boys, also their evil cousins, the Unhappiness Boys. These are great investments. You can't miss long term if you just put your money in valuable, timeless, priceless, and extremely valuable 78 RPM records. And someday I hope you will live long enough and be rich enough to thank me. You can leave me those 78s in your will if you like, because I'm going to outlive you. Well, I guess that's my tip for investing and my take on the financial turmoil we are currently going through. And now we're going back to the good music. These are the Trix Sisters. This is a very valuable 78.
I'll sing a song about you.
About me?
Yes, you. All about my love for you. It's sweet as it can be. Oh, oh.
Please,
just lend an ear to me. It's hard to see a fly upon the mountain. The distance interferes with the view. But anyone can see with half an eye that I'm crazy over you. It's hard to see a needle in a haystack. The hay is in the way of the view. But anyone can see with half an eye that I'm crazy over you. You'll need a telescope to really get to know all stars up in the blue. But you don't have to buy a telescope to spy that I'm in love with you. It's hard to see the bottom of the ocean. The water interferes with the view. But anyone can see with both eyes shut that I'm crazy over you. Everyone knows that I'm joyful.
So joyful?
Yes, joyful. Everyone sees that I'm cheerful. As cheerful as can be. Oh, oh.
Oh, oh.
The reason's plain to see. It's hard to see a fly upon the mountain. The distance interferes with the view. But anyone can see with half an eye that I'm crazy over you. It's hard to see a needle in a haystack. The hay is in the way of the view. But anyone can see with half an eye that I'm crazy over you. You need a telescope to really get to know four stars up in the blue. But you don't have to buy a telescope to buy that I'm in love with you. It's hard to see the bottom of the ocean. The water interferes with the view. But anyone can see with both eyes shut that I'm crazy over you.
Crazy, loony, balmy, potty, scatty, ready, ooh.
It's hard to see a fly upon the mountain. The distance interferes with the view. But anyone can see with half an eye that I'm crazy over you. It's hard to see a needle in a haystack. Oh, the hay is in the way of the view. But anyone can see with half an eye that I'm crazy over you. You need a telescope to really get the dope of stars up in the blue. But you don't have to buy a telescope to spy that I'm in love with you. It's hard to see the bottom of the ocean. The water interferes with the view. But anyone can see with both eyes shut that I'm crazy over you.
The hellish Mrs. Haskell, a roguish rich old rascal, waited 40 years to give a tea. But when her husband died, the city of Tacoma found he'd left $1 million and removed a vile aroma. Mrs. Haskell had been frowned on by society, for her husband's business had been far from chic. This ostracized old miser had made his wealth in fertilizer, and the odor from his stew pots left the upper crust quite weak. In fact, in cloistered circles, there'd been much talk of it. This fortune that the man had made entirely out of bits and pieces of deceases, but Mrs. Haskell, they agreed, now worth $1 million, and of course entirely freed from any nasty smell, was well worth cultivation, and they greedily decided to accept her invitation. So with furs and handkerchiefs heavily scented, lest there still be a trace of the recent unlamented, they crossed the tracks one very bonsoir, and arrived at the house by the old abattoir. Ladies, they were greeted, take a load off your feet. The hellish Mrs. Haskell has the floor. And while my maid serves the tarts to your wretched old parties, I'll explain what this meeting is for. I'm vulgar as vulgar can be, tra-la. And I'm rich, and I'm raucous as hell. I've had lots of fun, and there isn't a one of you women I can't buy and sell. My jewels are all real, not like yours, Mrs. Brown. And my teeth are by God, not by Parker. I've hair on my head, not a wig for a crown, which reminds me Miss Smith should be darker. You've called me a bust, and I'm quite proud of that. For it's my bust, no rubber affair. Look at Sue, the fat lummock, hers a slip to her stomach, though there's no man on earth who would care. Don't give me that hauteur, Lady Grey. Your own daughter made a fine junior league, and with joy. I can point out the dwelling where she got rid of the swelling, and your son, Mrs. King, was the boy. Pass the tea, Lizzie Bell. This is charming indeed. It's delightful of you to have come. You fine feathered old frumps, here's to the patting on your rumps. And she tossed off five fingers of rum. Oh, I'm vulgar and vicious, and this is delicious, and how do your gardens grow? You'd not have a rose had I not held my nose. I'm the queen of the garden show. As the dogs and the cats went into the vats, I laughed to myself as I stirred. It did seem so funny to make so much money just selling you bags of... Heard a new one, Mrs. Truman, about your young upstairs maid. That colossal old fossil, your husband's not docile. The beds were not all that she made. And your trips to New York, Mrs. Russell, changed the name of an airline, no less. They put a T on the TWA. What the pilots must think, I can't guess. Good afternoon, lovely ladies. We're not very different, you see. I made a few cents with my business, but just think what the breeze brought to me. Your wind may be more Pasadena, but a goose that is cooked will out. So pew to you who have long pewed me. I sold mine for money, you passed yours out free. But with one thing in common, all of us know, using the same composition, I made the dough.
Wait. Rico, and I'm thinking low and low every day. My John, he met a woman. My John, he met a woman. A woman they call Stealing Bill. Oh, John, she stole my John away right from underneath my window seat. No, I never will forgive her. And no, I never, never, never will. Now I'm going hunting. Yes, I'm going hunting. I'm hunting for my John, oh John, oh John. To buy myself a blue suit. I mean a blue steel blade. If I find her with my John, I'll slice and I'll cut and send her to her grave. La, 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 la. I'll keep the light a burning. I'll keep the light a burning and hanging in the old oak tree. Oh, John, if you see him, tell him that I'm as blue as I can be. And if my John don't come back to me round my sorrows in the deep blue sea.
Thank you.
Bad Dad was a great harmonica virtuoso. His name is Larry Adler, and he did Solitude there on the harmonica, accompanied by his orchestra. Larry Adler, old friend of mine, used to live in Irvington, New Jersey. And Clara Smith sang My John Blues. De Los Cuatro Osos did 25 Limones, which means 25 lemons. Bruce Fletcher, alas, he has no children, did the Hellish Mrs. Asker. And the Trix sisters sang I'm Crazy Over You. So this is WFMU. I'm the old codger, Courtney T. Edison. I here fill it in for Mac on the Antique Phonograph Hour, WFMU. I'm playing 78 RPM records like they're going out of style. Because I like to do that. That's my style. As it has been for the last 97 years or more. Lost count. Anyway, you know, I want to go back to what I was saying before about the federal deficit. Because I got more to say about it. I'm not finished. The problem with the federal deficit is that the government is run by hippies. In fact, the country is run by hippies. The whole country is run by hippies. These malefactors, they lived in my neighborhood in the 1960s with their psychodermic drugs and their paisley tunics and their blasted fuzz guitars. And they would take acid and walk around in the purple haze and wander into my yard and sit in the lotus position. And they'd chant. They'd start chanting near my tomato garden. Fui. Fui, I say, fui. Anyway, I always chased him out of my yard, but it wasn't easy. At first, I threw pebbles at them. Then I threw small rocks at them. And they sat there in the lotus position and they looked skyward because they thought they were being contacted by aliens. Then I started to toss bottles and tin cans at them. But they just collected them into little hippie sacks so they could take them to the redemption center for the nickel deposit. And they would use that to buy more drugs. The way I finally got rid of them, I finally got them out of my yard, once and for all. You know what I did? I got an electric record player. I put it in the window and I blasted Sophie Tucker. Sophie Tucker, at high volume. This scared the bejesus out of them. Yes, they went running from my yard and I never saw them again. But they grew up and they went to college. And they learned all the wrong things, and now they think they own the world. Well, it's a temporary situation. You know why? I'm scratching my chin here. Got an itch. I'll tell you why. Because I will outlive them. Yes. I will read. Those hippies, I will read each of their obituaries in the newspaper. And I will chuckle about their youthful follies and their later life crimes and misdemeanors against civilized people like me everywhere. Ah, damn hippies. Die, hippie, die! That's what I say. Well, there's my... Sorry, I got into this little negativity spin there. I'm really terribly sorry. I'm really a very nice person. There's lots of kinds of people I like. You know who I really like? He's younger women. Age 45, 50. Yes, but I ain't messing with no 40-year-old jailbait. Just so we got that straight. Well, running out of time here. Sorry. Getting kind of worked up. Got to relax now with some great music. I think we got something here from Eddie Cantor. Played 78 RPM record by the old codger.
Greatest problem now throughout the land. What's the only problem needs a helping hand? It isn't prohibition or farm relief, I find. It's something more important now on everybody's mind. Just walk into any home today. It's 10-1 you'll hear each husband say, my wife is on a diet, and since she's on a diet, home isn't home anymore. No gravy and potatoes, just lettuce and tomatoes. Where are the pies I adore? Oh, 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 why? what a disgrace. I'm ashamed to look a grapefruit straight in the face. My wife is on a diet, and since she's on a diet, I'm losing a pound every day. Monday, grapefruit, breakfast and for dinner, and at night some orange juice. Tuesday, grapefruit, breakfast and for dinner, all my clothes are getting loose. Wednesday, Thursday, then I feel satisfied, 'cause then I change to coffee with grapefruit on the side. From Friday to Sunday is more than I can spend. Before the 18th day, I'll have a lily in my hand. My wife is on a diet, she tries to keep it quiet. But she looks like the juice. What used to be her fender is growing thin and slender. Even her bumper is loose. Round her chassis, she's not the same. Why, you can even see the bolts that hold up her frame. My wife is on a diet, and since she's on a diet, I never go home anymore.
No doubt, at some time or other, you have tried to write a popular song. Therefore, with that thought in mind, I present an original pianologue called How Popular Songs Are Written, showing you how the melodies of today's songs are really taken from the works of some of the older music masters and then made into the present-day song hit. Now, just as a little illustration to begin with, you remember a few years ago when you would go to the old-fashioned moving picture show, and during the scenic pictures, the little lady playing the piano for the picture would always play something like this. Well, a short time ago, someone came along, took this little melody, and simply changed the tempo from a waltz to a foxtrot, and this is what he wrote. The Sheik. Now, only a little while ago, I attended a meeting of composers and authors, and during the course of the evening, someone said that he was very sure that stumbling was taken from a song called Alice Holiday. And then someone else said that he thought that both of those melodies were taken from the Merry Widow Waltz. And now I'd like to show you what I really think the Merry Widow Waltz was taken from. You laugh at that now, but you won't laugh when Prohibition goes into effect. And now, as a final illustration, I'm going to take the entire chorus of a song that you are all very familiar with, and I'm going to analyze it just to show you how it was made up of not only one, but of four or five old songs just simply put together and made into the one hit. And the song that I refer to was Yes, We Have No Bananas. Now, we'll just start with the beginning of the Hallelujah Chorus from the Messiah. Bring back my Bonnie to me. I dreamt I dwelt in marble halls from the Bohemian Girl. In an old-fashioned garden. And now we go back to the Hallelujah Chorus. And bring back my Bonnie to me. And now that I've shown you how to write a song, you can sit down and write one yourself. Then try and publish it.
I'm a ramrod and daddy, I stays up on Main Street. I'm a ramrod and daddy, I stays up on Main Street. I keep my gun loaded for every good-looking woman I meet. I'm a ram-running daddy, Lord, my rod is long and slim. I'm a ram-running daddy, my rod is long and slim. And every time I load a gun for a woman, you know it's too tight, Jim. I'm a ram-running daddy, I rams as I walk along. I'm a ram-running daddy, I rams as I walk along. Every time I use my ramrod, I surely win me a home. There's all you women, you better bear this in mind. A good ram-running daddy these days is hard to find. When I get to use my ramrod, I sure love to take my time. When I get to use my ramrod, I sure love to take my time. It ain't no other ramrod and daddy can put his load below where I put mine.
Coming of the dawn, and there's grief in each leaf on the ground. I try not to cry as the morning passes by, but I swoon when the noon comes around. For my man is gone, my man is gone, and now that evening is near, I make this broken-hearted plea when I see the stars appear. Evening star, no matter where you are, oh, please come out and help me find my man. Evening star, please send your light afar and tell him that I want him if you can. He's been away so long I almost doubt him. My life is just an empty shell without him. So evening star, no matter where you are, shine out and help me find my man. I kneel down and pray every night and every day. Tell me, why shouldn't my prayers be heard? I'm toxic and sore, and my eyes can cry no more. I just wait without hearing a word. Still my man is gone, my man is gone. Oh, where can he be? Bright stars above, please find my love, for I've searched for land and sea. life is just an empty shell without him. So evening star, no matter where you are, shine out and help me find my man.
Yeah, we're running out of time here. Not that kind of time. Show time. Running out of... Gotta wait, make way for time. So that was Lillian Morton with the Evening Star. Bo Carter sang about his ramrod daddy. Clarence Senna taught you how to write a popular song. And Eddie Cantor sang about his wife is on a diet. Well, this is the old Dodger, Courtney T. Edison. I've been filling in for Mac. Dancing Phonograph Hour. He'll be back next week. I want to say hi to my buddies out there, Robbie Delbarton, Molasses Hathaway, Nestor D. Sorrento, Honey Bear Sweeney, Sneezy Boatman, Lola Bell Pancake, my agent, Woody Fishcakes Clooney, Andy Sr. and Red Butler, and Oogie Wawa, my doddering crony. So, that's it. I'll be back again when they let me do another radio show playing 70 RPM records like they're going out of style. This is the old Tadger. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
Who's good here, Mike?
This is freshly minted author Patton Oswalt.
Yes, this is Patton Oswalt.
This is Maggie in Brooklyn.
Sheila Larson, I think was her name.
Who is this? Wally Wackyman?
Yeah, that's right.
The Marionette. So we have John Hodgins.
Thank you very much.
And we have John Oliver is here. Good evening.
Well, Tom, this is Peter in Tasmania.
What's up, Tasmania?
It's because I told everyone that you're bald, isn't it?
This is Sarah B. in Chicago.
Hi, Tom. It's Stephen Jennings.
Stephen Jennings.
Yes.
This is Mr. Paul Shear.
What?
Geneva.
Amy Mann, please speak.
I'm speaking.
You were in a tree.
I was in a tree outside her window.
Yeah.
Oh, you're thinking of the other Phil Spector.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Paul. Calling from Portland, Oregon.
Show him some respect, you munch.
Uh-huh. This is Noah in Ashland, Oregon.
Hey, Tom. Tim and Eric here.
Tim and Eric.
Hey, Tom.
That's Eric.
Don't call the show drunk, people.
Oh, boy.
This is John in Lawrenceville.
Kansas.
New Jersey. This is D.C. Pearson calling from Los Angeles.
Hi, D.C. Pearson.
Yeah, it is bad and heinous.
No, it's not.
Hello there, Tom. This is Ben Grock.
Hey, John, it's Woodsy.
Woodsy?
Yeah.
It's the Ploptron 5000.
This is Jason from Huntsville, Alabama.
It's like a who's who of quality callers.
They make the kids break rocks there.
Really?
And then they make them eat the rocks.
Molly Molesworth.
Molly Molesworth.
And say hello. Carl Newman, how are you?
Hey, Tom, I'm doing great.
Hi, Tom, this is James from Southeast PA.
All he's been eating is birthday cake.
Hey, it's Matthew Tom from the Shout Network.
Fredericks! How are you guys?
I'm going to be the star power forward for Cancun State.
Hey, Tom, it's Greg from Philadelphia.
Mike and Spike.
Yeah.
Larry the Perv. Ben Karak and that kid who calls from a bathroom.